4:21 on the DWS News Hour. Scott Beatty here, pleased to be joined by the head of the Allerton Park and Retreat Center in Monticello. It's Derek Peterson. Derek, welcome to our new digs.
It's pretty sweet, Scott, and I really like that intro music. That was nice.
That was random. You just got lucky okay. On that one. You know, when you think about Allerton Park, you think outdoors. This time of year is not the first thing you would think about doing with Allerton Park, but I've been noticing that there's quite a bit that you guys have going on.
We do. We have our holiday events coming up, and those get kicked off here in the next couple weeks. On December 2nd, we have our first night of our holiday showcase, which will kick off our Kirby Wellness Light Walk as well. And so the guys and gals out there have been prepping Allerton to get it more on a festive feel. And the inside, we'll have a holiday showcase going on the 8th, 9th, and 10th. And we'll have vendors around selling arts and crafts. It's a $8 admission fee if you buy in advance, $10 at the door. But that Friday night, that opening night, is going to be a fun one because we'll have live entertainment out there. We'll have a cash bar, and we'll have that light walk started, which will run through about mid-January. So if you can't make it that night, it'll be open the rest of the time.
Tell me about that light walk. I saw a picture of some lights being strung along. You're actually walking by lights through the woods, or
yeah,
what?
Yeah. So a lot of I've heard it compared to Boo at the Zoo. Morton Arboretum does something similar. Ours is less focused on animals because we don't have any caged out there. That we have a lot of wild, but nothing. and more focused on the sculptures, the statuary, and then the natural kind of elements that surround you. And so we try to take you through this kind of adventure that not a lot of people get to see Allerton after dark. And if you are out there, it's pretty, you know, it's any other time of year, it's really dark. And so this is more of an adventure through Allerton in the darkness with lit up lighting and some holiday lights as well.
Yeah, I've been through something similar in another place too, and it can be a really neat atmosphere with the way that's done. It sounds really interesting. Last time we talked, you were just getting ready to break ground, and I know you guys have broken ground now for the new driveway, right, will lead up to Allerton Park?
Sure. We haven't quite broken ground on the drive yet. We hit some snags in some of the design phase, but we still have it was supposed to be substantial completion done by about mid-May. We're still on track to get that done, but yeah, we were lucky for us, a couple out of Decatur, Dave and Deborah Rathje, stepped up and donated $1 million to put a new entrance drive into Allerton that comes up to the mansion. There'll be a turnabout with a drop-off, making it ADA accessible, and then it'll retreat back to the parking lot area. We'll have new walkways put in, new lights put up. We're pretty excited to get it going. We didn't get into the ground yet this fall, but it's still coming. It's coming.
I have heard that there are been folks that are raising questions, though, about the driveway because of the historical nature mm-hmm. of the mansion and whether that interrupts what's there at the mansion. What can you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, we work closely with the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency out of Springfield. Allerton is on the list of registered historic places. And so in conversations with them, we decided that it was that some of the design needed to be implemented a different way. It's more coming into contact with how visually you approach the mansion than kind of the physical space itself. And so by working with them, we've come up with solutions and alternatives that we'll be able to incorporate in. Still get the drive, still get the walk. We're still excited about the process, we do want to make sure that those types of questions are answered and that we're sensitive to that attitude.
Sure. And so the essential nature of the drive, the function of what you need it to do will still be there.
Right.
And the easier accessibility. Was this something that you guys had put out and then they came and responded, or?
Yeah. So when you do projects on, at the University of Illinois, projects have to be run past IHPA. Out of Springfield, especially when you come into contact with registered historic places, which Allerton is. And so we were in the design phase, and that design that we had needed to be shifted over a little bit. The form, function, all that, it's really just a design question.
Sure.
At this point.
You know, and when I think about that mansion, so beautiful, and I've been in there for events, and it's just such a great building. But as you've talked about before, you know, you need easier accessibility
sure.
to that mansion. When it was built, it was horse and buggy, and
right.
we didn't have considerations that we should make today for disability access and all mm-hmm. those kinds of things. How do you balance that with wanting to maintain what the mansion is and the look of it? And maybe do you consider what Robert Allerton wanted?
Right. No, I think it's I think balance is the correct term there. And so you need to make sure that you're being sensitive in your design, in the design process, but also think about the functionality of it. And so, Scott, you bring up a great point. The horse and buggy approach that was there and that currently still exists, it just isn't quite wide enough for even my Prius won't make it up and down that as easily as it is. And we want to make sure that it is as pedestrian friendly as possible too. And so the balance between vehicles and pedestrian, historic and progress, it's a balancing act. It keeps you up at night sometimes, but ultimately I feel like if you get everybody in the same room and you listen to everyone's ideas, which we have and continue to do, that we'll get the best product out of the gift.
And to be fair, I would take my horse and buggy out, but one of the spokes on the wheel's broken mm-hmm. and it's mm-hmm. just, it's a hassle to get it fixed these days.
So. I know. I don't know where you even take those things anymore.
We're talking with Derek Peterson from Allerton Park and Retreat Center. Today is Giving Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I know you guys rely heavily on donations. What are you doing in that department?
Well, today, as you say, is Giving Tuesday, and so it's a big social media day for us. We've got a great push out. This spring, we want to open our coffee shop. We've been talking about a coffee shop in the visitor center for about 4 years now. We were left an endowment with funds that we've been using to get that coffee shop off the ground. We really hope to have it open in April of this year. And so we're looking for the last about $10,000 to take that over the finish line. And so we're asking today that if you're interested in our coffee shop and getting things going out there, that you get online and donate towards that cause. Every dollar donated today will be matched. We've went ahead and pushed this out. I'm not really a big fan of single day donation drives. So we went ahead and pushed this out until the first of the year. And every dollar given from now until the first of the year for the Foo Dog Brew, which is what we're going to name our coffee shop out there, will be matched by an endowment left by George Unger.
I love that name, the Foo Dog Brew, in honor of the Foo Dog sculptures that are all over the place.
Right, yeah. Right.
that's great stuff. And I think really needed too, because when I've been out there, if you want to go get something, you got to drive all the way back into town.
Right.
Once you're out there, you want to be there.
I know. And we've talked a lot about the idea that you have multiple hours, and by adding a food and beverage component, you really extend the amount of time people can stay there and enjoy the park and, push a morning into an afternoon type of event.
Lots of good stuff there. Check out all the holiday events at Allerton Park and Retreat Center, including that light walk. Mm-hmm. That's the correct term, right?
The Kirby Wellness Winter Walk. Yeah,
the Kirby Wellness Winter Walk.
Come on, Scott, get the tongue exercised.
I appreciate your time, Derek.
Sure.
Thanks, all right, Scott. It is 65 degrees at 4:29. Local news coming up.